Good morning, George. How are
Good
you?
morning. Not bad. It's a bit warmer in here than it is out there. It's not been the best of
Miserable out
mornings.
there, yeah.
Although they are promising 23 degrees for Easter. I believe it when I see it.
Exactly.
But anyway, Louise, this morning we're talking about the new childcare scheme. Can you tell us a little bit about it and how it differs from any previously existing childcare scheme?
Okay, well, at the moment, there is very heavily subsidized childcare for lower income families. And most of those who would avail of that would be lone parents who are working because, you know, they would need the childcare the most. So after, with this new childcare scheme, really what's happening is the creches will not be having to sign up to the agreed schemes so that, so at the moment, say there's after school care collection, they agree to get a certain amount from the department and €15 a week from parents. All of those schemes are gone. Parents get their own individualized subsidy. But what's going to happen is, and we've seen the figures already, that lone parents who are on the heavily subsidized schemes are going to end up paying an awful lot more. For instance, one woman who's currently getting a subsidy of €145 a week, her subsidy is going to go down to €56 a week. That €90 that she's losing is basically going to push her out of the labour market.
Right. Is this scheme now in effect,
No,
Louise?
it's going to come into effect in October. And people have the option to stay on their current scheme for 1 year, so till August 2020. But our point is, you know, the department are well aware the 5% of parents are going to lose out on the scheme, and the 5% who are losing out are the poorest loan parents. So, for instance, a couple on 90,000 are going to get an additional 493 subsidies, a cup of coffee, basically, for a school-going child, but that's on the back of taking it from the first loan parents who need that scheme to work.
Do you have any more concerns about this scheme, Louise?
I do. The biggest concern I have is that the actual schemes that cap contributions that parents make are gone, so that it's really privatising childcare in a bigger sense than it is. At the moment, there's a lot of schemes in operation where creches get a set amount from the government to provide after-school childcare, ECCE, all of that. That's all going to end, except for the ECCE. But so it, what it means is that creches will be able to charge what they want. Now, don't get me wrong, I understand creches are, you know, really starved of finance at the moment. They really need this cash injection. But what I don't like is that instead of getting the cash injection that they badly need, it's being taken from lone parents and being spread so thinly.
Have you spoken to any of these lone parents who'll be affected by these new
Oh,
scheme
yeah,
changes?
they're all terrified.
Yeah, what's their response been?
They're absolutely just saying that they'll have to give up work. And that has a long-term effect because giving up work while your child is young, you might be out of the workforce for 10 years, but when you do come back, you're coming back at a lower wage. You might be in your mid-40s, mid-50s. Your whole pension, your whole everything is affected. Most lone parents want to work, and they should have the option to work, but this scheme is going to hammer them. Now, at the weekend, Minister Capone said she's going to look at it and make sure no parent is worse off. But she's known about this for the last 30 months, so I'm very cynical about why she's suddenly interested in it now. We met with her officials back in December 2016, and they told us, no, 5% of parents are going to lose out, that's the end of it. So I don't know why suddenly she's saying that's not going to happen. And I don't even know how she could do that unless she brings back the capped contributions from parents again, and the creches are going to object to that. So I don't know what the situation is. I don't know how it's going to be sorted, but I know that lone parents are very worried about it.
So just to be clear, if there's a lone parent sitting at home now in their kitchen having a cup of tea or a cup of coffee or whatever, and they're desperate to get some training to get back into work, that's going to be made harder for them now because
Much
of the
harder.
Changes
at the
in this
moment,
scheme.
And that's actually the scheme I would be most worried about. At the moment, if they want to do a training course, they can do a training course. Their child can be collected from school and minded for a contribution from the parent for €15 a week. From next, say, November, that scheme is gone, and we don't know how much they'll have to pay, and neither does anybody else. they could end up paying 50, 60, 70 euro a week. Now, when you only get 34 euro a week to raise your child, paying 40 or 50 euro for childcare means it's impossible to do your training.
Have you raised your concerns, Louise, with any other TDs, any other members of government? Because I can imagine
we've been raising it all with the department itself, the Department of Children and Youth, and they've really knocked back our concerns. They've not really listened to them. We've tried to raise it with some TDs. The problem with it is, and even with journalists, is this childcare scheme itself is so complicated. It's there's so many different schemes. There's the ECC, the ACS, the CCS, you know. And when you start talking to journalists, you actually can see their eyes glazing over, going, I can't get a grip on this. And I don't blame them. Do you know what I mean? It's taken me a lot of research to kind of understand it. So I understand that they find it very difficult, and I think that's why it's not getting the coverage it should be getting, because people just genuinely don't understand it, and that includes TDs. You know, I've actually had a minister messaging me asking me to explain how it's going to hurt us.
Do you think these schemes should be simplified, maybe boiled down to one great scheme that
yeah, and they
makes it much easier
should,
to understand?
That is what is happening. But by doing that, which is a really positive thing, they are getting rid of the targeted schemes that especially help the poorest families, and that's where the issue is. And they haven't taken into account that. And when we've raised that with the department, they've basically said that we should look at the bigger picture. In other words, 95% of parents are going to be better off, which is very good. And, you know, if you're looking at statistics and numbers, 95% being better off is good. But you're really looking at some people being better off by 5 euro a week. And let's be realistic, George. What's going to happen is the creches are going to put up their fees to take that 5 euro in. So the poorest parents are going to do that.
It just seems very unfair for lone parents who want to get back into the workforce, and they need some training to do it. And again, it's a social thing. I mean, you don't want to be at home all the time, you know, being a parent.
But you
want to have a life as well.
And the other side is a point we raised. When your child turns 7, you have to change from one parent family allowance to job seekers transition. And you are obliged to contract with the department that you will take into account any activation course they send you on. Now, so at that very stage where you are told you need to be activated, you need to go on these courses, they're taking the childcare away from us. So we're saying, you know, if you're getting 34 euros a week for a child, and then suddenly you have to go on a course to keep your money, and your course is costing you 60 euro a week, what happens to the... Yeah. And we've asked... from December 2016, we've asked, what happens? Will you get confirmation from the Department of Social Protection that if this happens, if somebody activates and they cannot get childcare within their means, will they be let off the hook? Will you guarantee there'll be no sanction? We're still waiting for that now. Ms. Apone came back and said, oh yeah, we'll try to sort it out. She even mentioned Spark in the doll and said, yes, we will try to, you know, we're going to work with Spark and we're going to make sure that doesn't happen. We haven't heard from her since. That's 30 months ago.
Just about to ask, does the government have any real comprehension as to what it's like to be a lone parent? Or is there such a void there, such a chasm there that they just don't either want to understand it or they just don't care?
I don't know. I mean, we met with department officials, and she was on the whole time going on, it's about equality, it's all income-based. And we said, but that's not real equality, because she was saying a couple on 26,000 a year and a lone parent on 26,000 will get the same subsidy. Now, our point was, if a couple's on 26,000, only one of them is working, they have no need for childcare. But if a lone parent is on 26,000, she's in full-time care. She's in full-time work. Yeah. She needs her childcare. Mm-hmm. You know, but they would not acknowledge that or see that. And they would go, well, they're entitled to it. It's fairness. So you're going to give the same... You're going to give money to somebody who doesn't need childcare and take it from the parent who does need it and will be forced out of their work. Yeah. It's all about equality. You have to look at the bigger picture.
Are we getting to the point now... sorry, Louise. Are we getting to the point now where in 2019 some people might be penalised for having a child?
They are penalised for having a child. We know that.
Yeah.
We know that you're 2.5 times more likely to live in poverty if you are a lone parent with a child. Your statistics of poverty have shot up because you have a child. We know that working lone parents, their poverty rate has doubled from 2012 to 2017, when the rest of the economy is recovering, and when we know that, you know, poverty rates overall are decreasing. Lone parents' poverty is doubling, and that's for working lone parents.
Mm-hmm.
So there has been a really targeted approach to attacking the income of working lone parents, and this childcare scheme is following on in the same vein. And it's a cut too many. It's just one more cut too many that's going to stop lone parents being able to work. For most lone parents now, it is going to be a case of it'll be better financially for them to stay at home, and that's the wrong situation for both their mental health, for the child's well-being, for every reason. Work should pay, and with the childcare costs in Ireland, work doesn't pay for lone parents.
Before they introduce a scheme like this, or if they introduce changes to an existing scheme, is there a consultation process involved, Louise? Do they actually talk to some of those parents? Do they get a group of parents, lone parents, together and get them to kind of like transmit their concerns around certain parts of a proposed scheme so that those parts can be either removed entirely or be compromised upon to make it easier for the lone parent, if you get my drift, if that makes sense?
Yeah, it does make sense, but it doesn't really happen. So they announced their scheme back in, say, October 2016. Immediately we saw so many different holes in it. Like, one of the holes they had in it was that they were going to, the subsidy was going to operate for 48 weeks. When we met with them, we said, why 48 weeks? And the official said, well, you know, everybody gets 20 days annual leave a year, so you have your child for those 4 weeks, so you don't need the subsidy for the 4 weeks. We looked at them down, dumbfounded, like, well, yeah, that's true. Everybody gets 20 days annual leave, but you still have to pay for the creche, because the creche still have staff costs and everything. And she was going, oh, no, my creche doesn't. And honestly, she based the policy on her creche. And I think, and after speaking to lone parents and other parents, it would be the only creche in the country that doesn't charge when your child's not there. Every other creche operates on either 51 week. Some don't charge for the week of Christmas because they're actually closed, or else a 52-week base. And she was basing the subsidy because she said her creche didn't. You know, that's how basic it was. Another point they had, and now they have changed that, but I don't think that was from our recommendations. I think it was the creche just saying, not on your Nelly, are you going to give us 48 weeks money? But then the other point she had was, they had at the time, was that if you were, and generally a male, a man, who was paying maintenance for your other child, say from a previous relationship, that would be seen as a deductible if it was court-ordered. And we were looking at her going, why court-ordered? And she said, well, if there's a court order, they're paying it. Myself and Leah, who was with me, we nearly fell off the chair laughing, and we kind of said to her, the fact that you have to go to court to get maintenance usually means there's animosity there, and usually the court order means nothing. It's the parent who is paying, who didn't have to be brought to court, who voluntarily pays a standing order every month, is the one who should be getting the tax deductible, not the parent who has a court order against them. So what we said was, so the parent who's paying the 500 every month will not be seen as a deductible, and the parent who has a court order and maybe thousands in arrears is going to get the tax deductible. And she was like, oh yeah, I never thought of that. You know, so that's what I mean. The basics that we could see within seconds, they had worked on and hadn't even noticed.
Oh my God. Just
it was quite shocking. And when you think that they're on like 100 grand a year and you're going, I took me 5 minutes to read it through and see these glaring holes.
It's staggering, absolutely staggering. It's 2019. You think, or you kind of that there will be systems there, existing systems, in which schemes like this could be meticulously thought through. It just seems that meticulousness isn't there. As far as Spark is concerned, Louise, what is Spark, and where are you based? Can you tell us a little bit about the work you do?
Yeah, Spark is Single Parents Acting for the Rights of Children, Rights of Kids. That's why we call it Spark. We were formed in December 2011, and literally just a group of mothers listened to the budget 2012 and realizing what would happen to us and our children. And we immediately started a Facebook group That night, like back in December 2011, we had our first protest the following Friday, and we've been working ever since. And we've had, you know, we do a huge amount of research, we do a lot of policy documents, we do submissions, we've been to the UN in Geneva about child maintenance. We really fight for our children. Like, there's nothing like a parent caring for their child who will, you know, the energy keeps us going, and we fight for our children. And as I said, things like the childcare scheme, things like that, when we see something that's going to hurt our families, we go directly to the department and put our case. Sometimes they listen, sometimes they don't. But I think without us, lone parents would be worse off. Great. You know, we're doing our best for our children.
And in the minute or so that we have left, Louise, for people who'd like more information, have you got a phone number, perhaps?
We don't have a phone number, but we do have the email, which is sparkirelandcampaign@gmail.com, sparkirelandcampaign@gmail.com, and we do monitor that really closely, because we don't have a landline. What we do have is all the admin staff in the Spark, you know, the admin workers, I say staff, none of us get paid, but, you know, we all take our turns in taking calls or helping out lone parents, and we take on specific cases, and we'll go to the department and fight for, on behalf of a lone parent who's been mistreated or, you know, who aren't getting their entitlements. So we'll do all of that. But if people want to kind of get in contact, either through Facebook, or the best bet is probably to email us.
And if people want to find you on Facebook, how do they find you? It's SPARK, am I right?
SPARK, yes. Spark campaign. And then we have that's a closed group, and that's really specifically for lone parents.
Right.
There's about 4,000 or 5,000 members in that. And then we have our open book page, which is the Irish Single Parents Fight Back, which kind of keeps up to date with anything that's happening, lone parent issues. And so we keep that updated regularly too.
And if we could just backtrack a little, this scheme is introduced in October. So at the moment, it's not necessarily a fait accompli. If there's enough people voicing their concerns.
No, it's not a fait accompli.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If enough people voice their concerns,
it might
change.
That's why we still have time to fight it.
Right, right.
Sorry, George.
No, I'm just thinking maybe they give you that time, that wiggle room, so that they can get themselves out of the hole that they've dug for themselves, if that makes sense. But anyway, I don't understand.
Yeah, you could be right. And George, at the weekend at the Early Childhood Conference, Minister Sapone said she would get her department officials to look and check out the schemes where lone parents are going to lose out. So that was a nice promise. But as I said, she's known about it for 30 months. The article in the Irish Times on Friday prompted her to say that, but she's known about it for 30 months beforehand and hasn't done anything. But, you know, watch this space. Hopefully she's good for her word, and hopefully lone parents won't be hurt by this scheme.
Absolutely. And do let us know if there are any changes, Louise, and come back on and talk to us soon, because I think the work you did was amazing. Well done. Well
Thank
done.
You very much, George.
Great stuff. Thanks
Thank
a million.
You.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And we were joined there by Louise Bayliss from Spark.